Welcome back to another episode of the Camera Shack Podcast. This is going to be episode 3 of season 2, at least what I'm calling season 2. And on the docket today, we have Yuletide 2023. So if you haven't listened to the first episode of season 2, this is basically a little throwback series I'm going through right now. I haven't done the podcast in like 3 years, so I'm going back through all the events I've gone through or gone to, and I am covering them. So I'm going to not quickly talk about Yuletide for 2023. So if you're not familiar, the Ohio Renaissance Festival during the winter season hosts an event called Yuletide. It's on Fridays and Saturdays, four weeks. So it's like the last 2 weeks of November and the first 2 weeks of December, usually, or something like that. And they basically decorate the whole festival up in like Christmas lights and all kinds of Christmas decorations. And they started it, I believe, during the pandemic in 2020. So in 2020, the Ohio Renaissance Festival, during the actual season itself, they couldn't operate. And so as a consolation, they created Yuletide, which was basically supposed to be a much smaller version. So then they did it in 2020. I think they've done it every year since 2020, but I'm not entirely sure. But they did it in 2023. They also did it in 2024, but that'll be it for another episode. And basically, like, a lot of the acts that they have there are Christmas themed. So I think most of the acts are people who are there during the regular season and are just doing a Christmas version of their act. There's quite a few of them. So what's interesting, though, I did make a video, which is what I'll be talking about here, from Yuletide 2023. And what's interesting is that this video is very different from a lot of the other videos that I've put out, because it's more experimental, one might say. So I think I'll start with, this was shot on the opening day of Yuletide, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday. It might have been Saturday, though. I think it might have been over 2 days. It might have been Friday and Saturday, opening weekend. I released it November 2025, so it probably was the opening weekend. And I shot most of this with Craig, my friend Craig. Him and I, he's in the video as Santa. And I used my camera that I always use, my Canon R5, but the lens was very different. It was actually shot using a lens from a disposable film camera. So you can actually take the film cameras apart and then take the lens out, and then you can basically 3D print like a little housing, and you glue the lens in, and then you can twist it on like a regular lens onto your camera. And the footage is definitely very very soft. There was no focus for the lens itself. It was, if it was within 1 foot, then like from me to the, or from the camera to the object, if it was 1 foot or less, it was not in focus. And then after that, it wasn't focused. So basically everything is always in focus, which is very different to a lot of the videos that I kind of upload these days, where there is more depth of field. All that to be said, it makes it very difficult to take footage. So Yuletide is in the evening, okay? And you might be like, oh, that's not a big deal, except the lens is an F11 lens. So that means there is not a lot of light that is going into this lens. So as you watch the video, you'll probably notice that's a very dark video. And that's because there is very hard to have light with a lens where everything is very dark. So, I mean, the other big thing is The video is actually shot in 4:3. Edited in 4:3. So I of course recorded it in 16:9, you know, wide format. But to give it a more artistic feel, I did add little 4:3 bars to the side of the video. Now, I will also say that this actually kind of helps Liz a little bit, because there is an insane amount of pen distortion to this lens. So after where the black bars are, there's an intense amount of like curvature and distortion on the edges of the video, where you're not really supposed to be able to see past that. And I think that, like, the original intention of the lens itself, I don't think you're supposed to take photos that are that wide. So there's a lot of distortion, which does look, it does make it look very unique. But I thought that the video would look, the video style is supposed to be more like, I was trying to go for as if someone had used like a VHS, like an old VHS camcorder or something like that, and, you know, went around and was recording their time at Yuletide. So that's why the audio is all desynced from it too, because I thought you wouldn't be able to record audio and video like in the headspace. So obviously I record both audio and video, but for a lot of the clips, all the voiceover you hear is voiceover I recorded at Yuletide, but I've edited it all to be independent of the clip itself. I think there's one or two clips where the audio you hear, like Craig talking, is actually the audio on that actual clip, but I shifted it like 10 seconds in the future so that the lips don't sync up with the audio, so that it feels like it's not from that clip. Just so it, you know, makes it feel more older, I guess, more nostalgic. Did it work out? I don't know. Overall, though, I would say that this is definitely a video that I'm really happy with. I feel like the video has a really nice style to it, and I think it turned out really well, personally. I actually go back and rewatch it every so often, and, you know, I think it does hold up. Now, I have some pre-written questions for me to help fill some time here. So, the first question here is, was this my first time going to Yuletide? Yes, this was my first time actually attending Yuletide, as far as I can remember, at least. And I definitely think it's a great time. I went again this last year in 2024, and I think I went, it was 8 days total across 4 weekends, and I think I went, if not 6 of the 8 days, 7 of 8 days. So I went quite a bit. The atmosphere of the crowd. So I know from 2023, it was definitely very not crowded at all. So I felt like the crowd picked up actually quite a bit more in 2024. But yeah, in 2023, there was very few people there, it felt like. Not to say that there wasn't anyone there, but it definitely felt like there wasn't a lot of people there. Which was, I think, quite nice. And I think it really is great for when you want to test new techniques and equipment out, which is one of the reasons I made this video, is because I wanted to test out, you know, what it looked like if I shot on a lens that was taken from a disposable camera. So it does have its perks with there being a significantly less amount of people. There's usually lines, no lines for anything, which is really great. And most of the people who are there, you generally know, because a lot of the people who are going to this are people who are kind of already really big into the Ohio Renaissance Festival. All right, let's see what the next question is. Do you go with a plan? I did not go with a plan at all for this video. I just was walking around with Craig and just taking videos as I saw it. So any, oh, I didn't mute my audio here. Anything that you see in the video, it was just impromptu shot live, which was fun. As far as the audio goes, I was using a shotgun microphone. So this is actually the very first video that I uploaded my channel where I was using a shotgun microphone instead of a lapel. And I will say that it was a big change, and I've never used a lapel for video since I've uploaded this video with a shotgun microphone and uploaded it. And I think that it's a great change. The lapel is kind of nice, but it has huge problems. The biggest being it makes it really hard to record other people without handing them a lapel microphone. And then have to like explain, you know, how you put it on, you know, all this other stuff. And it makes it's very cumbersome. And the other large problem is because the lapel is wireless, that there's always this fear, you know, that you're going to interrupt or interfere with other performers' audio, right? Because I have no idea what channels they're using at the festival or any festival they might go to. And I know for a fact they're definitely limited on their channels, because I've seen other performers interfere with other performers' performances, where they'll be performing and then they suddenly hear someone else from across the park all of a sudden is coming through their speakers. So I don't know if they use private channels or if they're using just regular, you know, public channels. Couldn't tell you. But I definitely think the all around the shotgun microphone still sounds great, and it's way, way, way more convenient to use than a lapel microphone. Also, you don't need batteries, which is great. I really love that about the shotgun, because with the lapels, it's two AA batteries for on camera and then two AAs for the actual lapel itself. And you need a lapel for like each person. So that creates a lot of, you know, obviously I have rechargeable batteries, but you know, you have to make sure the batteries are recharged, and you have to make sure you have enough rechargeable batteries for your whole setup. So I'm pretty happy with the switch to a shotgun microphone. Was there any weather challenges? Yes, there were. It was very cold. I think even at one point, you know, oh, we're out here freezing. And it was true. It was probably 30 degrees. It was very cold. This year as well, it was really cold. I think there was one point this year where I actually left early because I was like, I'm just not dealing with how cold it is. Let's see here. What setup did I use? I recovered that. Film stocks. This was, of course, shot on a camera, a digital camera. No stabilizers. Color grading. I color graded in DaVinci. I did the whole video and color graded in DaVinci Resolve, which is my primary editing software. I don't know what color grade I used for this. It was probably just randomly adding in colors and hoping for the best. I since do have kind of a LUT and or other process that I use since I've made this video, because I've done a lot more playing with colors and stuff like that since I've edited this video together. But I'm pretty sure this video, the Yuletide 2023 video, is just random, randomly moving the slider around until it kind of looks what I'm going for, because you know, the footage is supposed to look more vintage. There's definitely a some kind of effect on top of it that makes it look more filmy. I don't know what effect I used, so I guess take that with a grain of salt. Would I go again? Yep, I already did that. We'll definitely go again. Any tips for someone planning to go in the future? Okay, so if you're planning on going to Yuletide, I would definitely recommend wearing at least two jackets. That's always a big one. Wear pants that covers your whole legs. You know, don't wear shorts, especially when it's 30 degrees out. I usually don't use hand warmers, but a lot of people there will have hand warmers. So definitely watch out for things like that. Tease the next episode. I can do that, especially because we're at 15 minutes. So let's see here. Tease the next episode. What do you guys think we should cover next? My list categorically says Ohio Renaissance Festival opening weekend 2023. And that's probably what I will cover next. So if you're interested in getting some more Ohio Renaissance Fair content, tune into the next episode. And so I guess that's where I kind of feel like I'm just kind of suddenly ending the episode. But at the same time, I guess if you listen to it this long, you probably don't care. Follow me on Instagram. That's what my notes say. Follow me on Instagram at TheLoganR. What other, any other notes? Should I just talk randomly for 5 minutes now? I'm doing this in preparation. Or I'm not doing this in preparation. I am about to go to an event. And I'm quickly getting this in. I'm going to the Halfling Hoedown. I can type it in right here. Halfling Hoedown. I'm going to stop the podcast and then go to it. So you're like getting my live pre-feedback. I think it's going to be a good time. We have some great things on the great performers on the schedule. I'm going to go take some photos, take some videos. I will definitely make an episode, a podcast episode about the event. It may just be 20 episodes from now. So you're getting a sneak peek into the future, but I think it's going to go really well. It's supposed to be a sunny day. My only caveat, whatever you want to call it, is that it ends at 9 p.m. So hopefully that's not going to be too tiresome for me, but we'll roll with the punches around here. So anyways, hopefully that feels like a better conclusion to the episode. Thanks for listening, guys. And I'll see you on the next one. Thanks.